Lecture topic. Respect the laws of Allah Ta'ala.
Most important thing is to have azmat and to show greatness and respect for every command of Allah. One may not do certain deeds and acts due to his weakness, but as far as possible, he has to have the highest respect and greatness and love for every command of Allah. Every command of Allah, he must have the highest respect. It's not something that you can say, I got respect. At the time when you face with situations and conditions, at that time you come to know whether you have true respect. But when you see someone doing something wrong, you get hurt at that time. Really hurt is your closest friend and is committing all kinds of sins, doing all the wrongs. At that time, how do you respond? Do you feel very hurt about it? Do you really feel hurt? And you begin to hate his actions. Until unless you don't get that condition as, you cannot say that you really have true love for Allah Ta'ala. Look at this. That incident. Jibreel alayhi wasalam was told to topple the city. We hear it, but my Hazrat, the way he put it forward to us, pious people, they look at somebody else. And he put it forward so nicely that when Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi wasalam to topple the city, Jibreel alayhi wasalam told Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, there is a person who did not commit any sin. So we must not punish him. Allah Ta'ala said that, O Jibreel, I know what you do not know. I know what it is. In other words, what is hidden in one's heart, no one knows besides Allah. So I know what you do not know. I want you that you must topple him also. He must be punished also. The reason that was, that a time when you should see people committing all kinds of sins, listen to this very carefully, because it is, we are also guilty of it. Especially when our close friends commit sins of all kinds. That when a person committed sin, he said, when the people were committing sin in that city, this person, he could not stop them with his tongue, because he knew this much, that it's difficult because those people are very bad. Teaching us a lesson also, they don't just open your mouth wherever you want. Don't think you are very strong. You can put yourself into harm. So straight away, Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel that his tongue, he could not say anything in the tongue because of the condition of it. Likewise, his hand, he could not use the same tool. The fear was there. It's a lesson for us that very quickly you want to jump and go hit this person, that person, and say this and say that. And then what's the outcome? You can regret after. You do not know what to do there. You get into a very big problem up. You don't know what to do. So, O Jibreel, this is the two things that he could not do. But one thing he could have done, he could have got hurt in his heart. And still, very hurt about it. Allah's command. And look at what this person did. Look at what he's doing. Allah's command. He said, watch what he's doing, what the people are doing, openly committing sin of all kinds, all kinds. Today we see the same thing too. People are committing sins of all kinds. Where is that remorse that hurts your heart? Ya Allah, your command, look at it, how they do it. You're not getting hurt at all. Even your own family people, what they do. You do not feel hurt at all. But you don't say you look down at them, but you must feel hurt for what they are committing, sins of all kinds. That is called azmat. Azmat, respect for the command of Allah. You don't have to say with your tongue, your action will prove whether you really have respect and azmat to Allah's command. Was it not in namaz also? The same thing. So, oh Jibreel, his heart was never hurt for all that kind. So that is why he was the one that showed to him that he must be toppled first, and within the others must get punished too. And from there we come to know that he was doing all the ibadat. He was abid. He was making ibadat. But that ibadat that he was doing, it was not because of the azmat of Allah Ta'ala. It was not because of love of Allah Ta'ala. It was a habit with him. It was a... Many people today make ibadat just to the habit. They just want to come by habit. The azmat of Allah must be there. The love for Allah Ta'ala must be there. And how will you come to know that you got love for Allah Ta'ala? The love for Allah Ta'ala must be there. The respect for the command of Allah Ta'ala must be there. So Mahajan saying this, that if he really had love and respect for Allah Ta'ala, then he would definitely have got hurt with the people who they committing sin openly. And he went on to say this much, that is the reason why Allah Ta'ala punished him also, because he did not feel hurt or feel at heart at all. So that's one point. Then he went on to say this much. He went on to give the story of the Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These are stories which we have heard. That which all happened that in his time, you know, shaitan came in between and got him up, did not get him up for tahajjud namaz. Now he did not wake up for tahajjud namaz. But look at his crying the whole day, made him get far from shaitan. Far from shaitan. Just merely crying for that mistake that he made, that he did not miss out the farz namaz. He did not miss out. He missed out a sunnah. On that he began to cry the whole day. Whole day he cried that I missed my farz, my sunnah namaz. And Hazrat says he did not miss a farz namaz. Because of this became the means that shaitan was kept far from him. And Allah Ta'ala raised him. On the same basis, how many of us, Hazrat is saying this, I'm just repeating this. How many of us are missing so much of the farz and everything else, but we're not crying at all? There's no crying at all from us. We are missing out so much. We are missing the farz, missing everything. But how many of us can say that they are crying? No tears at all. There's no crying at all. In fact, we have become so part and parcel of it. It became part of us. Missing something is nothing today. There's no effect. For example, I give you. We talk of the Takbir-ul-Ula. Takbir-ul-Ula is a very great thing. But in your eyes and my eyes, no azmat at all, no respect at all. Takbir-ul-Ula is so great that if you only know about it, you'll make sure you won't miss one Takbir-ul-Ula. Because why? You haven't got the azmat of it in your heart. You haven't got the respect for it in your heart. You do it for 1-2 days and day after it's gone. What kind of love is that? And here he missed out one sunnah and he cried the whole night. Here missing out farz and everything. You do it for 1-2 days and then after that you miss the Takbir-ul-Ula for years. And no effect at all. No tears at all. No hurt at all. So missing out farz and so much missing out, as he says, you miss out the farz. It became part of you. Continuously you missing all the farz and all and no effect at all. And yet we know that Takbir-ul-Ula is a what a great thing that Sayyidina Saqati Rahmatullah Ali, when he missed that one Takbir-ul-Ula for 2 years, he kept fast. 2 years he kept fasting. Ya Allah, just to compensate for 2 years. That is what you call the azmat of Allah Ta'ala to be heard in us. We haven't got the respect and azmat for the sunnah, for the command of Allah Ta'ala. Every command of Allah Ta'ala, we say, would have respect of that kind. And here he cried the whole night for just one sunnah. If he had missed one farz, what was his position? And here we miss out so much farz namaz. Everything we miss out. No effect at all. Oh, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I always mention this because it's important to show you how important Takbirullah is. Abu Bakr comes very sad. Abu Bakr, why are you so sad? Ya Rasulullah, I lost so many sheep, so many cattle, so many slaves, so many this, so many that, so many. Abu Bakr, I got something else. Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean by that? He said, I thought you missed the Takbir Ula. People are busy in their shops all the time, failing to understand who's selling the customer to them. People are busy in everything, in every whatever profession they are, they're busy with that thing. Who is sending their prophet to them? Who is the one that's sending those people to them? Allah Ta'ala is sent. And you cannot leave that just to God, to spend one takbir, to miss one takbirullah is nothing. Yes, if someone is very, very like he goes to the masjid with the intention of making takbirullah and he has to go run to the toilet, then he mustn't run with takbirullah, he must go to the toilet. Because if he goes to make his takbirullah, then that namaz becomes makruh, because he wants to go to the toilet, but he says, no, I don't want to miss my takbirullah. That's so called incident. It's a called incident. Like a person, he likes to keep his hand in wudu all the time, but he's got some sickness in him, then he cannot keep the wudu at all. So that's understood. That's understood. Likewise, a person coming to the masjid, now you heard me saying takbirullah, now let me run to the masjid. You come to the masjid, and now you're going to go to a toilet, they say, no, how can I go to the toilet and miss my takbirullah? That is under circumstances that you must go to the toilet. Everything got its time. But to show you the importance of takbirullah, Marshal Marshal Gongoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, in Deobani he went for a jalsa, and in that jalsa people meet him asr namaz, and in that he missed his takbirullah. He was so hurt, he could see on his face. The face shown it was hurt. Today, you know, the person that Allah Ta'ala told Mijib al Jibreel to topple the city is because he did not even show in his face that he was not hurt. He was hurt for whatever sin they committed. At least he showed his face that he's hurt. Like you and I, we don't even show anyone. Your closest friend is so close to you because he's close to you, because you got some gain with him, you forget that his gain is not important, Allah is more important. So you commit all open sins that you don't feel hurt about at all. So it so happened this, that Jibreel as Islam said, so you feel hurt about it, you don't hurt, he said. So the unhappy, to show that you are unhappy. So Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became so close because of the one thing, as he said, that he missed other things. And we don't even miss Abu Bakr. Oh Abu Bakr, I thought you missed the Birmula. Allah Ta'ala said, Nabi Karim said, oh Abu Bakr, with all the sheep and animals and whatever slave you have in this world, full whole world, is not equal to one takbir ummah. If you only know about it, you'll come running to the masjid. You won't miss one takbir ummah, because you know the value of takbir ummah. You'll only come to know when you leave this world the value of takbir ummah. How important it is. We don't even come to the masjid, we come right masjid night, first stop. But try not to miss a takbirullah, which we have to do. So, this is the thing, that lack of muhabbat. What's the reason for that? Lack of muhabbat. Lack of muhabbat. If you got love for someone, the love pulls you to him. The love pulls you. Anything you can have in front, but the love pulls you. The early part of the morning to wake up, the only thing that makes you wake up is the love. The love that makes you up, no matter how sick you are, but you wake up, the love. You know, my husband used one term. He says, you know, early part of morning, eyes open. He says, his words, Are Utho Abhi. Are Utho. Who's telling him? Allah is telling him. Utho. Others are sleeping. Are Utho. Are wake up. Oh, wake up. That wake up, you must think your eyes open, that thing, wake up, is he's telling you. Now, if you're not going to follow that wake up, call, what will happen? It will fade away because you're not following that wake up. Now you don't, the moment, and one thing you remember, once you get that wake up call and all the time you begin to wake up, then you become stronger. You become so stronger that no matter how sick you are till you wake up, you won't be able to sleep also. That condition comes into you when you become like that, that when you are in that condition, no, I cannot. I must keep him happy. I must keep him happy, no matter what happens. Then no, your sickness goes one side too. Everything goes one side too. That's why, as he said, that the Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, that was his condition, that how he became so close, that you could be missing one tahajjud, that you cry. We don't even cry for one sin that we commit. All kinds of sins we commit openly, we don't cry, there are no tears at all. And if you are tearing, just tearing for 1 minute, not a time. Sometimes people do not even tear at all, but the heart tears. The heart tears. You may see he's not crying at all, you think he's not crying, but all the time his heart is crying. How many of us committing sin openly, but are we crying for? Only cry 1 minute and see how Allah Ta'ala pulls you. Regret for the sin that you're committing. Regret for the sin that you're committing. The reason for all this is because of lack of muhabbat. Lack of? You've got no muhabbat. So only way muhabbat is shown, you see, when a person begins to get a certain color in his life, that color must remain in him. The color must remain in him. Sifat Allah. Get the rang of Allah in you. The rang must remain with you all the time. The rang must always, the color must remain with you all the time. If the 1 minute you miss out something and you begin to forget about it. For example, you're doing some good act and gradually you begin to leave that act slowly. The color that you have in you will be lost. You won't get the color anymore. But now you have to increase the color all the time. The color must remain with you all the time. And the only way is that you must do compensate for something you do wrong. Compensate. That if you missed out on one tahajjud namaz, you must compensate for it. If you missed out on first namaz, you must compensate for it. I must do something to make it perfect. But if you're not even show no importance in it, today I'm with the takbir ula, you don't compensate about anything like I just told you, the 20th, Manavish Bungoi Rahmatullah Ali, when the time when he missed the takbir ula, his face turned so hurt about it, that they asked him, Hazrat, what happened? He said, after 22 years I missed the takbir ula. We don't even show importance to it at all. You do not know that when the time of day of Qiyamah will come to know in front of Allah Ta'ala how this Takbirul Ula is so important. Just by showing importance Takbirul Ula, I'm trying to show you that our relationship with Allah Ta'ala is love and so strong that you must try to keep respect every command of His. Every command of His. That the namaz, everything, the command of His there. Shaykh Jisri Rahmatullah, we all know about it. I'm only repeating that because it's so important to show you that we are now missing out because we have not had the true love for Allah Ta'ala. You don't have to show anyone with a mouth, with a forehead, I'm in love with Allah Ta'ala. Your action will show how much love you have for Allah Ta'ala. And the more a person has love for Allah Ta'ala, the more humble he becomes to. Shaykh Jisri Rahmatullah Ali, when a time when he went and he missed the first namaz, when he made the khilal of the fingers, wudu. Now, if you and I, when we saw this Hazrat is saying this, I'm just repeating this. The moment he missed the khilal of fingers, what did he do? He did not know about it when the time he slept. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dream. Oh, Jisri, what muhabbat you got for me? What caused you to miss out the khilal of the fingers? He got shocked. That's why the more love you have for someone, the more you get attractive that was. One sunnah, one sunnah to Mustafa Mustafa. On that Rasulullah come a dream, oh Jisri, you have been loved. He said, oh Jisri, where's your love? How come you missed it? Now, Hazrat said, if you and I were there, what will we do? We'll think to ourselves, it was a dream now. Next time I won't do it. Next time I won't do it. That is how you and I will respond. But look at it here, how he did he respond. The moment he missed out, he got up, very worried now, very worried what will happen. And he made wudu. and repeated that namaz. Not sure, but 6 months or 1 year, continuously read 100 namaz for that missing that one. This compensation, why did he compensate for that? Why did I miss the thing? My relationship with Jesus. You see, when you love someone, you want the love to become increased, not to decrease. In this world too, you've got someone who you really love, and that you want the love to be strong with you. What do? You try to make the person happy. And if one mistake you made, you try to compensate somehow that the person will get happy with you. For in this world, that's what we do. The world that was supposed to really love the person, there's no that love that never fades away. The love that will ever last, the love of Allah Ta'ala. For that love, we're not prepared to put him right. Then we miss something, we feel nothing about it. Now for 6 months, Mahaj is saying, he had 100 nafil namaz for the compensation. That namaz he had, he repeated Isha namaz too. His namaz was accepted. Namaz was accepted. Why did he repeat that thing? What was the reason for me to miss that? So that by that color that I was in, I mustn't, that color, because the moment you begin to miss out every day, that color that you have, that color begins to fade. And who wants the color to fade then? The color with Allah Ta'ala, you want to fade that too. You want the color to become more stronger and stronger. How much again? Do you know something, that great Buzrugan, again, if 1 minute they miss out, that if they continue to think of Allah Ta'ala, and 1 minute if they forget Allah Ta'ala, they get very worried. What wrong they have done that I miss Allah. So this is what it is, that when you get this color coming to you, the only way the color will remain, that if you miss out anything, compensate. Compensate. If you miss out the Talbir Ula, compensate for it. If you miss out something, compensate for it. If you got a habit of committing sin, compensate for that. If you don't compensate, that the color will not remain, it will fade away gradually. Today you miss one, tomorrow you miss one, third you miss one, because the azmat for the command of Allah is there. The azmat for Allah Ta'ala must be there. The respect for the command of Allah Ta'ala must be there. In every way. For example, in Panutus, that when you get something, this dil mein khatak wahi attack. When the time a person gets an inclination, when you commit a guna, an inclination, they don't do it. Where was the inclination come from? It came from Allah Ta'ala. It came from. Now the inclination that you stop that just committing sin straight away. The moment you commit, you stop the commission, that you have now made an increase to Allah Ta'ala, that your relationship. But if you don't care attitude towards that inclination, they do not commit the sin. So for example, you're driving and you saw a woman, your eyes went there, but you turned away, but you said, let me look again. This that being a khatak, wahi attack, the heart thing, don't do it. That who said that? Invitation come from who? From Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala. When you follow that thing all the time, every temple, what happens to you? You become more stronger. Stronger and stronger. The time will come that Allah will help you so much because the thing is doing for me. Like even the cell phone too. The cell phone is a thing, it's so misleading today. But if you only got that even the moment you look at it, you say the heart, don't do it, you must not do it. So we are at fault to bring our iman weak. And these are the people of that kind that will miss one sunnah too. They prefer to spend the whole night making ibadat, and we are not prepared to compensate it very, very too. So what love that? The lack of muhabbat is not there. Lack of muhabbat. You got muhabbat for someone, then no matter what happens, you sacrifice. You sacrifice your life, you sacrifice. This is what we are lacking today. We are lacking that. But we must have it into us. As we said this much, as far as possible, we must learn to show Allah Ta'ala the azmat of Allah Ta'ala's command must be in our heart. Azmat, people today do not have azmat. Did not know that even to wear the pants above the ankle is very important. It's very important. If there is below the pants, it's a very big sin. Today the schools, they tell them to wear the pants above the knee. They're very, very happy. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, wear the shoe pants above the ankle, do not do it. Tell me what kind of azmat is that? What azmat is what Rasulullah said he accepted. Without any asking any questions. He always wore a hat. He was always wore a hat. He was never without a hat. The only time was wear the hat, the time of Ihram, Umrah time, Hajj. That's the only time Nabi Karim did not wear a hat. He said, but it was behaved in other words. Today he looked different today. They did namaz without the hat. Another thing that new style came out now, that even the sleeves up there. The sleeves are also open. Well, but tomorrow what's going to happen? All kind of clothing. You come to the masjid to come with azmat, come with respect. You must wear right clothing when you come to the masjid. Do not wear the wrong clothing and come. With all that affects us. You do not know how much harm it causes us. This we do not want to understand. The azmat of Allah Ta'ala is command. Azmat of Allah Ta'ala means to respect his command, to bring that into our life. That's the most important. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah must give us the azmat, little bit love of his. You know, Hazrat Khamir Rahman says, Hajim Dada says, oh Allah, give us a little bit love of that. The Sahabas, what they have for Nabi, give us a little love of the Sahabas into our hearts. You see, Muhammad and Azmat will have it to us too. Fakhru Dhaun Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Akbar Jum Sattakim. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Ta'ala. Nama inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husnika. Allahumma asina aqibatana fi umurikum. Wa adinna min khizid dunya wa adhabi qabli wa ta'ala. Fatir wa samawatu. Anta waliyi fi dunya wa ta'ala. Tawafani muslima wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli sayyidina Muhammad. رحمة الله.